and they're really nice. You could find, if you're really lucky, a donor, but again, that's going to be, you're going to have to be really lucky to find that. That's what I would suggest, though, is literally sandblasting them and epoxy priming, painting, and whatnot. You know, because I don't think you're really going to do a better... You're not gonna, it's unlikely that you're going to find stuff, put it that way. It'd be wonderful if you did, but I'm not looking real positive that this is possible to happen. How's that? And I really want to be very positive here, but that's they're rare, very rare. I've got an assortment of old trailers projects, but I don't have anything that we've never literally scrapped a trailer down to nothing. I know plenty of people do, but you have to find somebody that's doing that. That's and really, you could fit the door within the door hinges right up until, I mean, they went up to 63, 4, somewhere around there. They were slightly different, but certainly if you got 1960 and earlier, for sure, 61 and earlier, I think you'd be fine. But people out there are doing it, but it's going to be tough.
All right. Well, nobody buys a vintage trailer thinking it's going to be easy.
Right. You know, I don't want to...
discourage, yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't want to discourage them, but it's that's not the easiest thing to find, obviously, which is why he's calling in. But you can do a fine job with the with what you've got there, I'm sure.
All right. Well, good luck. Be very careful then when you're working on that. It's you got a one and only there, it sounds like.
Pretty yeah. Sure.
Yep. Appreciate you calling in. This next one is a question we got emailed to us from Mike Kirby, a 60 Overlander. Gents, I'm ready to refinish my tub. Original pink with white discoloration accents and no cracks. Sounds like mine. And I'm not sure about paint options. Epoxy seems to be the type of the day to use, but which application? Marine, submarine, water slide. Happy to send pics, Mike. Thanks, Mike. I'll tell you how I did it. I'll let Colin go first, though. I know Colin has his way.
And this the tub?
Yeah, the tub in his 60 okay. Overlander.
Yeah, so basically we do light sanding. No, say 220 or something like that. And then we put plastic adhesion promoter from the auto body supply shops. And then we put two-part acrylic urethane, color match to the original color or whatever direction you're going with interior beautification that might be better than what you've got now.
Yeah. You know, if you want to maintain pink. I know when I did mine, I didn't want to maintain the pink. I had the pink toilet, and I had a pink sink, and I had the pink plastic. Is it ABS tub?
No, the tub is ABS. You're right.
Yeah.
The later ones are actually fiberglass, but the earlier ones are ABS.
Yeah, so I had mine's 1960 Ambassador, so we probably had the same tub. And I'd be very careful.
Mine's not pink, though.
No. What is yours?
Mine is sort of cream color. Cream color, you know. Well, actually, it was cream color. And then when I took it out of there when I was doing the rear floor repairs, I discovered it was white, like the toilet. So I painted it white. And I'll tell you what, 15 years later, you look at that tub and you'd swear it's brand new.
Yeah. And I actually have the same effect on mine. I used a resurfacing tub product. I looked back at my blog. So if you go to blog.thevap.com and you search up Tubby, I think.